Welcome to the Launch Button Podcast, where we allot the secrets of successful entrepreneurs and real estate investors who found the courage to hit the launch button and take control of their destiny. Join me, Hugh Zaretsky, bestselling author, seasoned real estate investor, and serial entrepreneur, as we dive deep into inspiring stories and invaluable lessons that will empower you to break free from the ordinary and pursue your true passions. Are you feeling trapped in a job that drains your passion and leaves you yearning for more? Are you ready to accelerate your business and or real estate investing to take it to the next level? It's time to ignite your dreams and embrace the limitless possibilities that life has to offer. Get ready to launch into the life you've always desired by pressing the launch button. Today on the Launch Button Podcast, we're going to talk about what makes leaders great versus good. So again, great versus good. We're going to talk about Tony Robbins, and we're going to talk about Ted Lasso. If you haven't seen that soccer show, we're going to talk about that in a minute, and how that all plays into what Simon Sinek says about leaders eat last, and leaders being able to understand and give their managers, their direct reports, their support team, the ability to grow without chopping their legs out from underneath them. So let's dive into this. Great leaders are curious and not judgmental. This is really hard for lots of people because oftentimes in our day-to-day, we get stressed out. And here we are on the rooftop, relaxing, enjoying the great views of New York City behind us. And we want to make sure we take advantage of this. That's why we've been traveling around the country and seeing different leadership styles, talking with all these different leaders that have run everything from $100,000 businesses to billion-dollar businesses. We want to understand what makes a leader great. And you've heard lots of interviews with different people on our podcast that are going through different things. And sometimes when we struggle, those leaders, we get tired. And when we get tired, we probably don't have the best reactions. And I've done in the past to people. I know it. And that's why we're working. We're going from good to great. We're constantly working on that and taking that next step in leadership. But we got to be careful we're not chopping the legs out from under people that are actually growing, because we make judgments and are not curious. This really came up after the Aspire Tour and something David Goggins said while we were out there, and we brought a team of people out there last week. You may have seen some of our posts. Different things like that. We brought a team of people out there to go ahead and understand different leadership styles, different ways that people do things, and the science behind running events. Because that's one of the things we teach public speaking, teach people how to go out there and create those events, and just get a chance to watch the science book at the Aspire Tour and be able to break that down for people. But let's talk about this. As a leader, when something happens in your business, do you make a judgment on why somebody does something, or are you curious and ask questions? Now, when we make judgments, we send like passive aggressive texts. We don't understand why we make a judgment on why one of our people did something versus asking them the question and putting it in question format. Hey, you did this. What were you thinking? Let me understand your thought process. And I say this all the time, because when I was back in corporate world at Getty Images, I was that leader that was like, all right, you did that. That means you were trying to hurt us. You were trying to hurt the business. I was super protective of people and things. And, nobody was allowed to yell at my team except for me. I actually prided myself on making other managers cry. Not a good thing. I understand that. But at that time it was, hey, I needed to defend my people, and I'm very protective of my people. So when people would come at them, I said, hey, you can yell at me, but you don't get to yell at my team. It's a leadership lesson I learned when I was 16 years old from this guy, Mike, from Australia at my very first job. He said, you don't get paid enough to get yelled at. I'm the boss. I'm the one that gets yelled at. You're just implementing whatever I say. So if somebody wants to yell at you, you just tell them to come talk to me. And Mike was 6'4", sounded like Arnold Schwarzenegger, so most people didn't want to go talk to him. And that's the leadership style. I mimic different leadership styles. And most of us have mimicked different leadership styles, from your earliest mentors, whether that's your parents, whether that's your first job, whether that's different people in business. You tend to pick things up from their leadership style. So let's talk about this. Tony Robbins does this thing. And I said, we talked about Tony Robbins and Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso's coming up. Don't you worry. But Tony Robbins talks about, being curious and creating stories, or is it a truth? And oftentimes as leaders, when we have people underneath us and they're growing as leaders, they're going to sort of step out. They're going to take chances in the business, because you tell them, go, I'm empowering you to go do that. Lots of you guys have said that to your people. You're empowering them. And then you cut the legs out from underneath them when they do something. When they step out of line, or they do something that you didn't want to do or didn't fully understand. So instead of jumping down their throats, what we need to do is we need to pause and step back. This is one of the things David Goggins said, when, it's your worst day, you need to sort of pause and step back and look at your resume. What have you done? What have you accomplished to get you continue to grow? And we need to do that as leaders. If somebody does something that may not be in line with what we do, or what we want, we don't send the passive aggressive text. That's bad. We don't go ahead and, smack them down in public or whatever it happens to be. What we really should do is we should be curious and we should ask the question. See, when you send the passive aggressive text, you made a story that that person was trying to do something, maybe to you, to your business, to the different things that are happening in your life. And that's probably not what they were thinking at all. They probably thought they were helping you, and maybe it came out wrong. Maybe you interpreted wrong. But if we jump down their throats, they're not going to step out. They're not going to take the action. They're not going to support what you want to do because they're going to be afraid the next time you're going to do the same thing. You're going to cut them down. We don't want to do that to our people. We want to build them up because as leaders of businesses, whether it's an entrepreneur business, whether it's a traditional business, you need people to step up into different positions so that then you can raise to the next level. We say all ships rise with a rising tide. Well, I need people to rise up in my organization and take different roles so then I can go to the next one. For a while there, I wasn't able to travel as much, or I wasn't able to do things because I didn't have people to backfill my webinars. I didn't have people to backfill certain things. And now that they are stepping up, they're not going to do it 100% the way I do. I know that. They're going to do it their own way. Some ways will be better and some ways will be worse, to be honest. But I got to do that. And the 80-20 rule says, hey, if it's 80% of what I do and they're filling in it and they're excited about it, well, they're going to grow into that position and pretty soon they'll be at that 100%. But I got to let them grow. I can't chop them down. Say it again. You can't chop them down by sending the passive aggressive text, by taking their legs out from underneath them when they step out and try and do something to help. You have to be curious. So let me ask you this. Are you curious as a leader? And the way to be curious as a leader, because one, as Tony Robbins says, story, tap your head. For those of you guys on the podcast channels, you get on YouTube, you'll see me tapping the head. That's a story I made up based on somebody did something. I think maybe they did it intentionally to hurt me. Maybe they did it to hurt the business. I don't know. But now I've created a story that they did it for this reason versus truth. I don't really know why they're doing. And we tap our chest for the truth. I don't really know why they did that. So I need to be curious. I need to ask a question. Hey, when you created that social media post, hey, when you did that action, what were you thinking? What were you trying to do? What were you trying to accomplish? Now look, 98% of the time, or 95% of the time, they're probably trying to help. 5% of the time, maybe that, part of that 5%, 3%, they don't really know what they're doing. They didn't know the cause or effect of what they were doing. And then 2% of the people really do want to hurt you. Let's just face it, they do. And oftentimes they move around at different times in your life. But we just need to understand that most of the time, people think they're doing something good to help you, to support you, to support your business. They're doing the right thing. Most people don't go out there and go, hey, I totally want to hurt that person. Let me plan this. Or I totally want to hurt that business. Let me plan this. People make mistakes. But if we jump down their throats when they make a mistake, you're never going to find out why. And it's really the reason why, so we prevent it from happening in the future, or the reason why, so I can understand how they're thinking. So we need to be curious and ask the question, hey, when you made that post, what were you thinking? Hey, when you took that action, what were you thinking? Most people have good intentions and are taking the action or doing the thing because they think they're going to help you or your business. That's what I found out. There's 2 to 3% of the population that are doing it to hurt you. So, what should we not do as leaders? Create a story in our head, assuming we know why or the intention of the person for doing that thing. That's bad. We need to go ahead and ask the question and be curious. We should not be silent, hold back. We should not be passive aggressive. We should not yell at them, depending on your leadership style. None of those things should occur because all that does is hurt the relationship and prevents them from stepping forward when you need them later. So yeah, all it does is prevent them from stepping forward when you need it later. What you should do is you should, as quickly as possible, get on a FaceTime, get on a Zoom with them because body language is huge. Whatever you want to say, over 90% of our communication is nonverbal. So we can totally tell by their body language. We can totally tell by the things they're saying, by what they're doing, if it was intentional or not. Just by the voice, you can't really tell intentions. You could see it in their face. You can see it in the different body language on what they were doing, if they're truly sorry or not. Some people apologize and they're not sorry. They just do a polite apology because they don't want to get in trouble. So we need to understand that as leaders. So be curious. Get on the call and just don't make a judgment. Hey, I understand the situation occurred. Tell me what you were thinking. Why did you do that? What action were you taking? What was your intended outcome? How were you trying to help? And they'll explain it. And then you can actually sit down, So that's actually going to do a couple different things. Here's the huge benefits for you. Are you ready? Write these down as leaders. Number one, you get to know how the person thinks. You get to understand what they're doing, why they're doing it. You can either help them adjust their story in their head. Maybe they created a story about something you did, something the business is doing. Maybe they did that. And we need to do a course correction. We need to modify the direction they're going. So we need to be able to go ahead and do that. But we can't do that unless we understand the reason why they did something, why they took that action, because then they're going to do it again in the future. We can also go ahead and understand what they're doing. Maybe they didn't have the resources. Maybe they didn't have the knowledge. Maybe they didn't have a piece of data that would have changed it. And when you explain it to them, then you can see their reaction, if they're truly sorry or if it was something that they intended to do. This is where we get to see leaders, and this is where growth happens. Growth happens under stress. Growth happens when people are unsure of what's going on, or they take a leap of faith and they see how you react. Because if you support them as a leader and they know you have their back, well, then they're going to be comfortable doing it next time. They're going to be taking that risk next time. And maybe they prevent a situation. Maybe they prevent a fire from happening in your business. Or maybe you got to have the conversation again. And it's just an example of them learning. So which of the two do you do as a leader? Are you curious or are you judgmental when something happens? Now, let's have some fun with this. There's a great scene in the movie, in the TV show Ted Lasso. Yes, it's a soccer movie or football, depending on where you're from. Show. It's actually a show, not a movie. And in Ted Lasso, there's a scene there where they go to the bar. I think it's in one of the first couple seasons. They go to the bar, and Ted's at the bar, and Rebecca's ex-husband walks in, Rupert, who bought this other soccer club, and they're super competitive, and he feels like he needs to protect her. And, he was playing darts and challenges Ted to darts. Ted being American, darts is more of a British sport. So, he already makes the assumption that Ted doesn't really know how to play darts. And they start playing and they bet. And the bet, increases to Rupert not being allowed to come around the club. And, Rupert laughs and says, okay, sure, let's take that bet. And they start playing darts. And towards the end of it, Ted does this great little monologue where he talks about, all my life, people have been judgmental and not curious about me. And if you were curious about me, you would have asked me questions. Hey, Ted, have you played a lot of darts? But Rupert didn't ask that. He assumed he knew if Ted had played darts or not. And Ted, during this whole monologue, and it's a great scene, you can look it up on YouTube, you can look it up on whatever, says, well, if you were curious, because now Ted's down, he needs like triple 20s, triple 20s, and a bullseye. It's a game called cricket in darts. And so we used to play this in college all the time. So it's funny to see. But he goes, yeah, so we need to hit like three really tight shots. Ted hits the first triple 20. It was okay. He goes, Rupert, the problem with most people my whole life is they've judged me and not been curious. And if you were curious, you would ask me, hey, Ted, have you played a lot of darts? And he throws a second dart, hits a second triple 20. And he said, yeah, before we made this bet. And I would have answered, yes. Every Sunday since the age of 16, I used to play with my dad at the bar. That's how we went ahead and did that. And so, he asked what he needs to win. It's like a bullseye in the center. And he takes a shot and he says, barbecue sauce, which is what he must have said as a kid to relax. And then he nails the center and wins. And Rupert's now not allowed to come around the football club anymore and, annoy Rebecca. So that's just a great little example. I'm sure I didn't do it justice. So go watch the Ted Lasso version of it. You can actually see that just because if you were a little more curious, you would know what you were getting into. And sometimes when we get into business deals, we think we know more than the other person. So we're not curious. We assume we know. And oftentimes that hurts us, especially in leadership, right? When we're leaders, when we do that. Now, there's also another type of leader, and some leaders are very good at leading with people in front of them. And then there's what's called distributed leadership, where you've got to manage people all across the country or all across the world. This is a world that I grew up in early on in my business career, where we had people in Australia, we had people in UK, we had people in Seattle, we had people in Chicago, we had people in LA, we had people in New York. And we had to learn how to manage people in different locations where you don't get to see them face to face. So we talked about number one, before I jump into this, talk number one about going ahead as the leadership style, being curious and not judgmental. Second part of this is, are you more of a face-to-face leader where you've got to see people and you've got to be in the fire? Or can you manage distributed teams? Most people are really good at one or the other. It takes a lot of years to build the skill set to be good at both, where you know how to show up locally as well as just distribute it. We'll go into that on another podcast, but I just want you to think about that. So the first level of leadership is going from good to great. Are you curious and not judgmental? And the more you become curious and remember this podcast, the better you're going to become as a leader. And in the future, we're going to talk about whether you're a localized leader or you're able to manage distributed teams. So appreciate your time here today. I want you guys to go out there, look at your leadership style, go watch the Ted Lasso, go watch Tony Robbins, understand whether you're making up stories and when you're making up the truth. And we want to live in the truth and not in the stories in our head. So again, we want to live in the truth, not in the stories in our head, so that we can go ahead and be better leaders. And that's all it is. Every day, we want to go from good to great and continue to be a great leader. And when you mess up, even as a leader, you got to apologize. You got to take that step back. You got to go ahead and correct the action so that you can be there. But I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Launch Button Podcast as we raise you up and launch you into the next level of your business. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on the Launch Button Podcast, your gateway to unlocking your true potential and pursuing your passions. Don't let the journey end here. For more empowering insights, valuable resources, exclusive content, and free giveaways, visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com. At The Launch Button, we're dedicated to helping you break free from the ordinary and embrace a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Dive deeper into our episodes, access bonus materials, and connect with like-minded individuals on our website and our private community group. Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dreams? Subscribe to The Launch Button Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode. Remember, the power to transform your life lies within your grasp. Press the launch button and soar towards success. For more updates, behind-the-scenes content, and exclusive offers, follow us on social media, join the conversation using hashtag the launch button, and share your journey with our vibrant community. Thank you for being a part of the Launch Button family. Together, let's ignite our dreams and embark on this journey together of growth and discovery. Visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com and let's continue to launch your greatness. See you there.